It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Jefferson County District Attorney has filed a felony hate crime charge in an alleged assault reported in April. Eric Breeman has already been charged with 16 counts, including attempted murder. Witnesses say the suspect drove at a fast speed directly at a Lakewood business owner, then ran over the man. The victim is a member of the Sikh community. Officials say he spent 65 days in the hospital. Hospitals across Colorado's western slope were nearing capacity over the weekend, but officials say COVID-19 did not play a major factor. Officials say they had trouble transferring patients from Gunnison Valley Health to other area hospitals because of the volume of patients they received. Gunnison Valley Health's C.J. Malcolm says other hospitals reported that they were simply busy because it was a summer weekend on the western slope.
So they were just plain old busy. It's Colorado, it's the summer, and the western slope is hopping.
Hospitals in Montrose and Grand Junction reported the same trend, heavy traffic, but only a portion of it related to COVID-19. Officials say there's only one coronavirus patient at the hospital in Gunnison. Boulder County plans to put together a task force with members from diverse backgrounds and communities most affected by COVID-19. That includes Latinx and Black residents, as well as those with disabilities and people experiencing homelessness. Officials say the group's input will help inform strategies and actions taken in response to the pandemic. Members of the task force must be able to dedicate 10 hours a month through April and receive a stipend of $30 an hour. Colorado's largest teachers union says that until certain demands are met, there should not be in-person learning this fall and that schools should operate remotely. According to a new survey, many teachers want more input in reopening plans and the chance to vote on those plans. Amy Baca Olert is president of the Colorado Education Association. She says the union's teachers also want more clarity on health protocols and more transparency on what's driving decisions.
There's a whole lot of unanswered questions, and I think that is a big part of what's causing the anxiety and the fear that educators are experiencing right now.
About three-quarters of survey respondents said they may refuse to return to work this fall unless conditions are met. This morning's weather forecast warns of heavy rain possible this afternoon in Grand Junction and Vail. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.